my utmost for his highest. August the 12th. The Theology of Rest. Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Matthew 8, verse 26. When we are in fear, we can do nothing less than pray to God. But our Lord has a right to expect that those who name his name should have an understanding confidence in him. God expects his children to be so confident in him that in any crisis they are the reliable ones. Our trust is in God up to a certain point, and then we go back to the elementary panic prayers of those who do not know God. We get to our wits' end, showing that we have not the slightest confidence in him and his government of the world. He seems to be asleep, and we see nothing but breakers ahead. Oh, ye of little faith! What a pang must have shot through the disciples! Missed it again! Oh, and what a pang will go through us when we suddenly realise that we might have produced downright joy in the heart of Jesus by remaining absolutely confident in him, no matter what was ahead. There are stages in life when there is no storm, no crisis, when we do our human best. It is when a crisis arises that we instantly reveal upon whom we rely. If we have been learning to worship God and to trust him, the crisis will reveal that we will go to the breaking point and not break in our confidence in him. We have been talking a great deal about sanctification. What is it all going to amount to? It should work out into rest in God, which means oneness with God. A oneness which will make us not only blameless in his sight, but a deep joy to him.